Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the 13th day of November, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 47 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 52 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's a nice day. It was warmed up. It was only down to 20 today, so a little warmer. 20. Anyways, when we get back, we're going to start up our conversation right where we left it off yesterday. We're going to talk about Star Chamber Courts and the corporate takeover of the United States of America and the removal of our rights. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Well, yesterday we had an article, Court Rules Your Fourth Amendment Right to Privacy, especially when it comes to smart meters, is a privilege. Well, you know, I've been looking at some old dictionaries here, and we're going to look at, you know, we talked about the Star Chamber courts that are being used for the so-called red flag thing, the complete removal of the procedural due process in the guaranteed to people in the Bill of Rights, ratified law being denied to the people. And we're going to look at, you know, I've been talking about Winston Chi over there in China, how they're changing definitions, and that's what they're doing. Right now they are working 24/7, changing definitions into, you know, for the corporate takeover. So when you go to, well, you can't, well, yes they can. Let's just look at a few little examples here. A star chamber. This is from Wikipedia. And they're going to start, and they, you know, remove some, then they'll remove some more, then remove some more, remove some more, remove, and pretty soon it'll mean the exact opposite. Just like that Constitution ended up doing, you know, meaning 180 degrees, the government rules and the people are the ruled. 180 degree turnaround, huh? How'd that happen? Anyway, from Wikipedia, Star Chamber was an English court of law which at the Royal Palace, of Westminster, from the late 15th century to the mid 17th century, 1641, was composed of privy councillors and common law judges to supplement the judicial activities of the common law and equity courts in civil and criminal matters. The Star Chamber was originally established to ensure the fair enforcement of laws against socially and politically prominent people so you could go get them big bad guys. That's what the Star Chamber Court was for. You know, like the untouchables, like Hillary Clinton. So powerful that ordinary courts would probably hesitate to convict them or their crimes. However, it became synonymous with social and political oppression through the arbitrary use and abuse of the power it wielded. Now we go to Star Chamber Proceedings from Wex Legal Dictionary. Proceedings of any court or other government body that are held in secret and produce arbitrary results. We hit that word arbitrary twice. We better go see what that word means. We got it down here. Arbitrary. This is from Winston. Not fixed by statute, subject to discretion. So they can just sit there and make it up as they fucking go along is what it comes down to. There is no written, it's not like law. Law is absolute, like the Bill of Rights is law. It's written in absolute terms. You don't go this way, don't go that way. There's only one conclusion, but discretion. At our discretion, we will decide what fucking your goddamn rights are. Anyway, back to this. Okay, arbitrary results. This derogatory term takes its name from an English court whose members were appointed by the crown. You know, like all of the judges that are right now, we are being ruled by all of these, remember, the federal judges, you know, goddamn federal courts and federal judges. Nobody else can come. Federal judges say other. We're being ruled by these Star Chamber fucking courts, man. With their arbitrary, it doesn't have to matter. There is no law. It's whatever arbitrary decisions they make, appointed by who? Oh, the federal corporation, which is the crown. This is what we're trying to point out here. And under the 14th Amendment, we're the subjects of the crown, which is a corporation that met in the 15th to 17th centuries. Star Chamber from the Winston Dictionary. In England, a court of civil or criminal jurisdiction dealing chiefly with offenses against the crown, the corporation, such as conspiracy and riots, notorious for its severity and arbitrary methods. That's just discretion, arbitrary. Well, I just decided so. No law, there's no argument here. It's a goddamn dictatorship abolished in 1641. And we've done capricious here, we might as well hit. Unsteady, inclined to very, very suddenly and unreasonably. So arbitrary and capricious. That's what we have. Star Chamber Courts, arbitrary and capricious. They are under the command of the fucking crown. They are there to defend the fucking crown. They are there to defend the federal corporation against the fucking people and tell the people you have no goddamn rights, that the federal corporation has you as property. A right, from Winston Dictionary, that to which one has a moral legal claim. And our Bill of Rights is not only that, it is ratified fucking law. And it can never be changed. The Ninth Article says so. Privilege, from Winston Dictionary. Now this is what they're saying the Fourth Article is now, is a privilege. A privilege is a favor or right granted to or enjoyed by some to the exclusion of others. That would be arbitrary and capricious now, wouldn't it? Any advantage or special favor. So they've taken over it. I mean, they're just telling you this is the only jurisdiction there is, or you're under the crown fucking rule. And you are not a free person. Our people, you know, started this uprising in 1775, and when it was, they formed their Continental Army under the Continental government that they formed from the goddamn colonial government that were the same fucking pricks that people were rising up against. It was for liberty. We're guaranteed, what's it say? Liberty and justice for all, right? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with freedom and liberty. Liberty and justice for all. Liberty, the definition of Webster Dictionary, 1828. See, people, we better start hanging on to these old dictionaries and shit, because I'm telling you, Winston Chi is very busy right now. This is what it meant in 1828, what liberty meant. Freedom from restraint in a general sense and applicable to the body or to the will or mind. Freedom of restraint to the body or the mind. That is liberty. An arbitrary and capricious Star Chamber Court, that's arbitrary. That's just, well, I decided you, that's a privilege and I'm taking it away from you. Here is how Walmart plans to seize further control of your community. See, they're bringing this goddamn, this administrative admiralty right down to the local municipality. This illegal federal, remember, they always never in the Federalist Papers, you don't need no Bill of Rights. We can't even come on the fucking land. We're operating under admiralty law. It ends where the tide ebbs and flows. And then there was this that we did an act, and we made this 10-mile stretch called Washington, D.C., a citadel on the military installations. It's 10 miles long, and that it'll never get out of there. It'll stay right there, I promise. It's on shore, though. Wait a minute. No, that's when they formed the fucking corporation. That's when they fucking put in the 14th Amendment to make you a fucking subject again. Not to have liberty. Subjects do not have liberty. They are under constant restraint. Anyway, this was sent in from, this is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. At the most recent International Council of Shopping Centers conference in Atlanta, Walmart announced new plans to repurpose 12 of its locations into town centers, an outdoor gathering area with seating, community activities, entertainment, dining facilities, jogging paths, fountains, green space, playgrounds, and even space for live music. You know, think about it, this United States corporation, if it was bought out by Walmart, we'd be Walmart. I mean, I've made jokes about this before, but I've said this is tantamount to Walmart fucking ruling over us. We're the subject of Walmart, but they're going to make you the subject of Walmart. This ain't no fucking joke. The idea behind Walmart's systemic shift is that it wants to recreate the downtown of small communities that it was instrumental in destroying. We want to provide community space areas for the community to dwell, said L.B. Johnson, vice president of realty operations for Walmart, in his ICSC keynote speech. According to Forbes, the mega retailer has already started transforming its stores in Loveland, Colorado, as well as in Washington, Texas, Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, California, and Oregon, into new town centers. So I guess when you go down to the community meeting, you'll go down to Walmart. And that's where the city hall is, down at Walmart. We want to provide pedestrians connectivity from our box to the experimental zones that are planned on our footprint. Johnson continued on the podium. We want to augment these experiences and activities with more food and beverage, with health and fitness, essential services, and entertainment. This new strategy provides the lower class. Oh, we're in classes now, are we? Not equal at all. We've got the ruling class, and now we've got the lower class we're going to talk about here. Lower class with a reason to come to Walmart besides purchasing electronics or groceries. Give people something to do. They will shop. Ken Nish, chairman of retail design from JGA, told Forbes, but shopping can't be the thing to do. It seems the town center concept is the final piece of the puzzle where corporate America has spent decades destroying rural communities across the country through deindustrialization and a prescription opioid crisis. Now this overreaching strategy could take the more than 5,000 Walmart stores and turn them into town centers where the corporate takeover of communities would be complete. You're going to take your bitch down to Walmart and the Walmart manager come out. I mean, this is how fucking far this has gone, people. What fucking Bill of Rights? According to Walmart website, some town centers will have a mobility hub where people can ride public transportation, rent bicycles, public transportation. So you're going to just kind of merge the goddamn. See, they've already gotten rid of the townships and stuff. They did that in 1984 and made everything a district within a district within the District of Columbia. Now they're corporizing it. The corporations are taking over every fucking aspect of it. Right down, where are you going to go to court? Walmart. That's town center. That's where the court is. It's the Walmart court. Yeah, you go there and you get to go to the Star Chamber proceedings, and Walmart will decide how to dispose of your fucking subject ass. How about that? According to the Walmart website, some town centers will have a mobile mobility hub where people can ride public transportation, rent bicycles or scooters, or use rideshare, much like an actual town center. A transformation is underway, Johnson said in his speech. You can allow this shit, people? We are working with local community to really master plan a vision, not only of Walmart, but shared with the municipality. A joinder. Go ahead.
You'd be able to get your law degree there.
Hey, I never thought about that, dude. Wouldn't that be handy and cheap? We are using
just
terms.
Like,
go ahead.
In Idiocracy at Costco.
Yeah, well, what the fuck? We are using terms like collaboration space. And he added, we are going to hold ourselves accountable to the community for improving well-being. So they're now taking over, what the hell was that? The General Welfare Clause. Under the General Welfare Clause, Walmart Corporation is going to decide what's best for everybody, and it's going to be their private policy is going to be your public law enforced by their private fucking enforcers from the union. So it all makes sense. Corporations have spent decades deindustrializing regions of America. Now Walmart wants to rebuild these communities under corporate control. It is also becoming increasingly clear that the system of government under which we live today is a government of the elites, by the bureaucrats, and for the corporations. Through town centers, Walmart has accelerated the corporate takeover of America. And that is exactly what this fucking is. And they're telling us that, you see, they can't do this, that the Bill of Rights prevents it. That's why the Bill of Rights, that ninth article, I tell you people not every day, but I've told you several times, this is the fight for the ninth article. They have, all of this has been done without the authority, in violation of the people's will. The people's will was determined by that Bill of Rights that was ratified across this fucking country and brought back. That is fucking law. That law was broken. That law was breached. They think they can remove that fucking law. They think they are not subject to our authority. You see, that's what the Bill of Rights was all about. Making sure that it was understood that the government was subject to the people's authority. Not the other way around. So you turn it into a corporation under the 14th Amendment and make me a piece of corporate property, and all of a sudden it's the government who is the authority, and I am the one subject to their authority. Are you going to do it? Are you going to allow it? Oh, mercy. Caravan full of LGBT migrants approaches U.S. border. You see, this is the one world order. This is the international corporate mafia. And they're bringing their shit on up here. I mean, this here's like going... American, you still have some morals over there? You people, you're here, you with the morals over here. Yes, come here. You people. Caravan full of LGBT migrants approaches U.S. border. Oh, you God damn, I guarantee you they'll walk. Nobody will touch them. They'll walk right through. God almighty you. The laws you would break. The corporate dictates. The arbitrary and capricious fucking dictates of this goddamn corporate aristocracy will not allow an LGBT migrant to be told. Oh, well, of course I'm persecuted. Well, they make their point in here in this goddamn thing. Stupid-ass article anyway. This was from Sputnik. It was sent in by Jim for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A caravan consisting of several thousand migrants from Central America, American countries, has recently resumed movement toward the U.S. border after a brief stop in the Mexican capital. At the same time, U.S. Border Patrol and soldiers, which have been sent as reinforcements, are preparing to meet the caravan and prevent illegal crossing of the border. No, it's all going to be, there's going to be some, but they'll make plenty of, they got plenty of fucking hands there. We can get you through. That's why they sent 5,000 troops down there to process the paperwork faster, to get them cocksuckers in here faster. I was reading an article yesterday that said, under Trump, there has been more fucking illegals come in than under goddamn Obama in the same time. How about that? Day one, getting rid of DACA people. And every one of them's going back. Do you think this shit is going to just fucking happen? That somebody's just going to do this for you? That these son of a bitches who want to make you their slaves are just going to get an attack of conscience and say, well, we can't do that. That's really actually illegal and immoral and really kind of sick in the head. A group of LGBT migrants has split off from the main caravan traveling from Central America to the U.S. and managed to reach the city of Tijuana, Mexico, situated near the southwestern U.S. border, Fox News reported. The group consisting of 76 people, reportedly decided to separate from the main column due to constant verbal insults and poor living conditions. You mean those southern things? You mean these communists coming up here who are invading our fucking country? They're not embracing the LGBT? They're not that. I mean, low life as they are, they're not that divorced from their morality. How's that going to work? You know, when these guys get up here, when these the other 10,000 cross, and they once you cross that border, you can't make fun of the fags no more. Okay, you're in America now. This is where, you know, land of the free, home of the brave, free speech and all that shit. But insults and poor living conditions. Well. Gosh almighty, we've got to find a place. Maybe they could move in next door to like me or you, one of these fucking freaks. Now they have managed to outrun the caravan and have practically reached the U.S. border. According to the media, this was made possible after an anonymous group, George Soros, paid for a bus and took the LGBT caravan to Tijuana. Coming right, I mean, fucking Trump, what a fucking joke. You dumb. You know, I just take a second here. You dumb, ignorant, fucking mush-minded stupos that went out there and fucking participated again. Even in this last one. This is what you're giving acquiescence to. With your corporate vote. As a corporate subject. You're fucking pathetic. The migrant caravan consisting mostly of Honduran citizens recently resumed its journey through Mexico towards the U.S. border after a several-day-long stop in the country's capital. Several thousand men, women, and children are traveling by train, truck, and car and on foot. Boy, remember when Trump came up there? Oh, but he does everything he says. And so, I've had a talk with my buddy down to my communist comrade down there in Mexico, and they're going to stop them right down there at the fucking border. They ain't coming through Mexico. Mexico is going to stop them. And they're going to build that wall, and they're going to pay for it. Just whatever I say. I mean, how many fucking lies did this son of a bitch have to tell the people? He'll take care of it. He's going to take care of the rich for goddamn sure, just like we told you he was, because he's one of them. He's part of the corporate takeover of your country. He and his comrades are the reason that Thomas Jefferson said you were going to wake up homeless on the continent that your grandfather's fucking conquered. It ain't yours. It belongs. If this country belongs to United States Corporation, I guess they can sell their assets, including us, to whoever they want to, can't they?
He's a TV actor. What do you expect?
Yeah, exactly. And the mentality of the people that listen to him, too. I mean, come on. At the same time, U.S. border security reinforced by some 5,000 troops, but they're going to help them process them queers and all the rest of these fucking invaders. They're going to assist this invasion across our border. We're going to force you to come through the port of entry. We're going to put 5,000 people down there so we can hurry up and put your ass through there. And we can say we did it. We made every one of them come in legally, but they're all here. How'd they get in there? I thought they weren't fucking coming here no more. What about that? That refugee thing, you could take that magic penny of yours, Trumpy, and get us out of that refugee treaty. Why won't you do that, you son of a bitch, if you truly wanted to stop them? But you don't, because this is about the corporate takeover of the United States right down to the goddamn municipal level, people. Corporate land, how are you going to like being a piece of property? Because that's what you are. There will be a ruling aristocracy at the top. Now, they tell you already it's there. The ruling elite. There will be the ruling elite, and then there will be the rest of us, which will be property. Man, didn't we find out, man, all that stuff about Abraham Lincoln, all the lie bullshit and all that stuff? Slavery. This is fucking slavery. This is fucking owning another person as property. That is the definition of fucking slavery. It sure as fuck ain't liberty, now is it? But to accomplish any of this, they have to remove the Bill of Rights, the concept of the right to due process of law in the common law court. Our courts, that's way how the government can never get us. We get this apparatus that we put together, this dangerous apparatus. I mean, even the fucking George Washington's governments light fire, or, you know, a fearful servant that'll burn your ass. It'll take you over. You got to have that motherfucker under control. That's why the Bill of Rights was put in place, so that there was no mistaking the fact that the people were the authority and the motherfuckers in the goddamn government did our bidding for us. They were our servants. Now they are a corporation that are calling us property. Can you live your life being a fucking piece of property? Can you live your life without liberty? This is what the fuckers in back in 1775, this is what they shot their guns at the British for. This very same shit, you're going to be a piece of property. You don't own nothing. What's yours is mine, including you. This is an abomination against nature. But they always have been, haven't they? And they've always just somehow trying to pick their way through it, because there's always someone that, it comes down to cowardice. What, good men will endure evil as long as evil is endurable. Well, how fucking endurable can it get? How much will you endure? Will you fucking go? I mean, a Chinese man, he'll get down there and he'll kowtow up and down at his master's feet, up and down, kowtowing. That's what they call it. To let him know that I'm lowly, I'm beneath you, I'm a worm at your fucking feet. What do you want me to do, master? Kill myself, okay? Because that's what we're talking about here. We'll be right back.
With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise, put up a fucking line.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific time, and that was Edge of Revolution by Nickelback. And shit, we're way late. We're just kind of fucking late, guys. That's all. Unbelievable. We're from illegally entering the U.S. at the same time. President Donald Trump, who has called the approaching caravan an invasion. Oh, it's an invasion, but... Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Signed an immigration order barring migrants entering the country illegally from applying for asylum. Forcing... He's forcing them to go through border entry checkpoints and then come on in. Ain't going to stop a fucking one of them. And these are just the ones that aren't going to, these aren't the fighting age men that are swinging around to New Mexico to go up on the, through and onto the Indian reservation because they don't give a shit because they're getting ready to fire guns at us people. You better fucking wake up to it. They are declaring that they, the corporation, have taken over the United States of these Americans and that we are their subjects. I will not live my life as a subject. I got the spirit of my fucking ancestors in me. I will not be somebody's property. I will fucking fight them to the death. Here's some more of that legislation that you're going to be subject to, people. Some more of that corporate legislation that you're going to be subject to. Subject. Democrats introduced bill banning sales and advertisement for gun part kits. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Democrats in the House quietly put forward a ban on 80% frames and gun part kits while Americans were focused on voting and watching the outcome of the midterm selections. Because it is selections, you know, people. They caught them in back rooms, man. Big piles of ballots, and they were just filling them son of a bitches out. Do you think that every one of us out here, they've created that straw man corporation upon our birth? That's a goddamn natural fact. And everything that you own is actually owned by that corporation. You do not own it as an individual. This is how they've played this fucking game, because you cannot own property. You're the subject. The fucking government owns it. The corporation owns it. The corporation has your corporate paper. It owns everything. Clothes on your back. So now you look at that 14th Amendment, and it says that you are subject to the federal and the state legislations. That is their dictates. You are subject. Here's one of their dictates. And when they come in and dictate that they're going to rape your wife or rape your child? Hey, well, you know what? Goddamn, it says right here. We wrote it down. It's within our authority. You are a subject. We can do with you as we goddamn well please. Subject. That's what you are, a corporate subject. Democrats in the House quietly put forth a ban during the vote while everybody was out there fucking voting their straw man, signing. Yeah, this is your slave signing on to being a slave. And I'm signing on for Henry and everybody else out there that knows fucking better, because I'm so goddamn smart. I know how to exercise my free right to vote, you fucking morons. The legislation, H.R. 7115, and just thinking about the people out there, and are supposed to be in our fucking cause out there. Go vote. Yeah, just vote. Vote locally. Vote. Yeah, go vote. Fuck you, traitors. You fucking traitors. You know better. You know what I know, and I know you do. The state's purpose of the legislation is to, the legislation H.R. 7115 is sponsored by Representative Frank Pallon. He represents the corporation, because that piece of paper is you. He represents your corporation, not you as a human entity. You got that? You are not recognized as a human entity. They are telling you, you do not have a Bill of Rights. Only a human entity can have a Bill of Rights, not a fucking subject. And has 16 Democrats as co-sponsors The state's purpose of legislation is to prevent the sale, possession, or advertising of 80% receiver gun parts. Well, we've went over that. I mean, we'll read it again because, you know, he was a real fucking American, man. It's faded. He was a real fucking American. Is this notion that this corporation is grants us privileges, taking over our fucking country, taking it from we the people? There ain't been no fucking fight yet, Corp. You ain't come after the Freeman yet. Tench Koch. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? And is it not with them openly with this red flag shit and this asset forfeiture? They're telling you, here's your fucking Bill of Rights, ripping it up in front of you. Where are you, militia? This is what you're supposed to be there to fight for, you phony son of a bitches. What are you going to fight for? What did the militias in the beginning fight for? Freedom and liberty. They fought for that Bill of Rights. They died for it. So that a bunch of fucking hacks could come along 240 years later. Well, we can try this little thing here. We'll take over from the body politic. We'll be the corporation. We'll just out-corporate them. That's what we'll do. Fuck you, cowards. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, corporations at this point. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers, which they're not even our rulers, it's all a fraud. The whole thing is a fucking provable fraud, provable to any fourth grader could fucking understand it. It's a provable fraud. We cannot be a republic and a corporation. So they have replaced the republic with a corporation. Got it? And they've done so illegally, in violation of the 9th article of ratified law, the People's Bill of Rights. That's fact. A civil ruler is not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country. What's that mean? You mean no standing army? Oh, that's right. We weren't supposed to have no standing army. But we do. We not only have armies all over this goddamn planet, like the empire, this fucking corporate empire that this fucking joint has turned into. But we have a standing army in our goddamn streets. It's made up of the NSA, DHS, ATF, all of these illegal agencies, just like these illegal judges. Now, all of these fuckers who've never, not elected by anybody, appointed by the corporation to rule over the corporation's property. That'd be you and me. Might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. The people are confirmed by the next article and their right to keep and bear their private arms, which is every terrible implement of the soldier and none of the fucking government's business. It is the corporation's business, but then we got to go back to that 14th Amendment. That's where this shit has to be settled. Because it was a violation. They did so without authority. They just fucking wrote it down on paper, and they've been doing that same thing ever since. They named us as their subjects, and we've been acting like we've been good subjects ever fucking since. I ain't nobody's subject. Okay. Amendments, federal constitution, anyway. The militia who are, in fact, the effective part of the people at large. That's all of us. That's what I'm telling you. You people have to call yourself militia. You're not fighting for this fucking Bill of Rights. You're not. It is being ripped apart right in front of you, and you're just standing there. Or wait, we got this other angle we're going to do. Yeah, fuck you. Remarks on the first part of the amendment. Okay. The militia who are, in fact, the effective part of the people at large will form a powerful check upon regular troops. The people. That's you and me and our fucking guns. You got that? Now, you got the choice. You got a choice. They're laying it right out in front of you right fucking now. You can lay down your fucking weapons and become corporate property and go the way of the fucking dodo bird. Freedom and liberty can go the way of the dodo bird. There will only be goddamn privileged
You know, they talk about it, everything being a privilege. Well, who are the privileged? That's that 1%. That's the Rothschilds. That's the Carnegies. That's the Rockefellers. The privileged. The privileged will do as they please. And they will even do it to you. If it entertains them to want you to put you in an arena and tell you you have to kill one another, well, they'll do it. They've been doing it all along, really, haven't they? To prohibit the sale, acquisition, distribution in commerce or import into the United States of certain firearm receiver castings or blanks, assault weapon parts kits, and machine gun part kits, and the marketing or advertising of such casting or blanks and kits on any medium of electronic communications. Boy, them Chinese are really, they're working overtime. Think about that. They took your goddamn internet. That is your freedom of speech today in the 21st century. That was our freedom of, that was our communication, the way we, that was our public square. We're 300, probably, the real numbers, probably about 300 million people scattered over hundreds of millions of miles of square miles. This was our goddamn public square. And then Chinese, right now there's the bad Chinese, fucking red communists who kill their own people and part them out so rich people can, Dick Cheney can come have a new heart. These fucking maniacal monsters. And of course that's what we're going to turn the fucking internet over to. Because goddamn Trump is an international communist. You have to be to have 5 trademarks in China, and he does. Castings or blanks, assault weapons parts kits, and machine gun parts kits, and the marketing and advertising of such castings on any medium of electronic communications to require homemade firearms to have serial numbers and for other purposes. Now they're going to tell you, see, just fucking, they have walked over our second article. This procedural due process has been fucking removed. When you have the red flag law and you have the head of the corporation telling you, we're going to take your guns and then we'll give you star chamber proceedings thereafter. Because that's what the dirty bastard said. And Trump, he's going to New York, you fucking retards. I say, people, whether I live through this or not, those of you that live through it, you'll find your places in all of this. And you make sure that those son of a bitches that done this to us, who after they'd been told better, that every one of them, hanging is too good for them. Hanging is too fucking good for them. Just as long as if it butters my bread, I don't give a fuck if you torture somebody right there next to me. Yeah, beat that old person. Beat that goddamn, kill that woman right in front of her little child. Do it. It's all right. I got my money. I got my mammon. I'm good. The Firearms Policy Coalition warns that the bill is ambiguous. Oh, here comes the fire. Here comes your defenders. Ain't going to be no mention of the fact that it is a fucking 110% violation of the second article of the People's Bill of Rights, ratified motherfucking law, the law of this land. Ain't going to be no mention of that. Because we can't argue the common law no more. Corporate admiralty. You're a property of the corporation. You have no right to argue as a free man. You do not have the liberty to speak your rights and have it heard. You do not have the liberty. This is why our ancestors fought. This is why the uprising occurred that was hijacked by these same dirty son of a bitches. And like I said, the only thing I hold against that kid that crossed crossed the Potomac and went into Trenton there and stuck that fucking spike into that goddamn German mercenaries. You didn't finish the fucking job. And now look what we're facing. You knew what those fucking monsters were. They were fuckers back then. John Adams, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all of these dirty low-down cock-sucking elitist goddamn dirty motherfuckers were the same fucking people that we're facing today. And you didn't fucking finish it. Stand up. I mean, obviously, under some authority that they just fucking threw upon themselves they transferred the king's admiralty over to themselves actually before the king surrendered the sword. That's how they fucking put the Continental Army together. through force. You got to have force. You got to have rule. You got to have goddamn somebody who can give orders. It's kind of like what they're trying to form out there right now, ain't it? For this next one. So we can do this shit all over again. So when we get done bleeding this goddamn country fucking soaked with our blood, some other son of a bitch come up, well, we're going to declare a corporation here. We're going to be the head of the corporation, see? And no. You do not, when they force you to start killing, if you stop killing before there is a direct surrender from the fucking United Nations, every nation on this goddamn planet, to the jurisdiction of the American nationals for the land described as the United States of America, our borders at all, no fucking nations within the nation, none of this shit, one fucking people, until they surrender their charter over to we the people, it's not over. You don't stop killing, and you start killing them internationally. If you got a fucking, there's no fucking question here. Put my finger on that goddamn button. Now you ask me, you push the button, everybody at the goddamn planet is going to blow up. You don't push the button, you get to go on being the subject, I didn't push the button. How about that? I would rather die on my feet than live on my knees, and goddamn, that used to be the mantra of this country. Better red, dead than red. And you know, the funny part of this is like this Walmart takeover. You know how the communists are all against the goddamn capitalism and all that stuff. What the fuck do you think, Walmart? That's right out of China, ain't it? They make pretty good capitalists, these communists do, don't they? Make awesome capitalists if you really fucking think about it. Because capitalism depends on ruthlessness for goddamn sure. This vulture capitalism. We're not talking free market. We're not talking about goddamn free enterprise using a debtless currency that we were guaranteed. But I mean this very, like you dumbass punk kids out there, you children, you fucking punks out there talking your Leninism and your goddamn Marxism. Hey, Walmart's a corporation, dumbass. Well, how would you like to go to the court of Walmart and they can decide that you need to go out the ditch? Well, maybe, goddamn, that's a healthy specimen. There must be someone in the privileged that needs a goddamn organ here. And it will be, and by this time, there won't even be no buying and selling. There won't be no trips over to fucking China, you know, like they did with Dick Cheney. There won't be no trips over to China to set up to kill somebody to take their fucking organs and give them to you. They'll just fucking call you over there. They'll put you in a fucking, strap you down to a hospital bed, cut whatever organ that privileged son of a bitch wants out of that subject, and they will put it in him. You don't think so? You're a goddamn fool. They're doing it right now in China. They've been doing it for a whole long fucking time. You have been reduced to property. Now, in all the screams for the black people from the slavery, you were never freed, you fools. You were never freed. Made us all slaves along with you. Don't forget who told you. That's when we were on the gun rights sanctuary. County voters in Oregon set foundation for 8. And they have them here. Klamath County, here's one of them. But all they're saying is you're not going to use the resources of the county. We're going to sit there and we're going to watch the state Gestapo, the state Stasi, because this is more like East Germany, in my opinion. The state Stasi fuckers will come in and we're not going to lift a hand to help them. We're going to just watch them come in and fucking kill you to take your fucking guns. How about that? But they're not talking in none of this shit about fucking telling them they can't come in here into these counties. Oh, no. Let's see what they're talking about here. Voters in 8 Oregon counties, by the way, this is from the 10th Amendment Center. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Voters in 8 Oregon counties have passed ballot measures that set the stage to create what supporters call gun rights sanctuary counties. We already are. It's called the Bill of Fucking Rights. That one thing they will not talk about. Why? Because they're all in on it. All these fucking cops, these sheriffs, they're not fucking real sheriffs. They work for unions. They work for the corporation. Second Amendment prevention ordinances on the ballots passed in 8 of 10 counties today. They create a mechanism to, quote, guarantee that no county funds will be used to enforce gun laws that are believed to violate the Second Amendment, including registration rules and limitations on semi-automatic weapons and ammunition, according to the report. So what did you say? You're not going to use none of your resources. They don't need your fucking resources. Because it will be the state Stasi that will be coming out to do the confiscation. And they'll come right into the county, and we ain't going to help you. You're going to stand there and watch it, though. And that's all right, because you know what? One thing that I know is absolutely fucking fact that history has proven time and time and time and time again. They're not going to conquer us. You're going to stand trial in front of the fucking people. You're going to stand trial in the common law courts, and you are going to fucking hang. But your very theory of this fucking game you're playing with us is fucking been, this has been played before. It's been played in goddamn, it's been played in Russia. It's been played in a lot of goddamn countries. You see, you're traitors. You have committed treason against your own people. You have betrayed your own people. Now, once you betray and get it till they've got everything under control, you're next, because you're the most dangerous son of a bitches out there, because you will betray. You are betrayers. They'll want to kill you more than the people that are left out there running, you know, in the wild and shooting them at them. They're going to get rid of your asses first. The betrayers. Because this is international, and you think, well, because I'm in on it. You know, I'm in the corp. I've worked for the union, got my union badge and everything. You think that's going to protect you? You're the first motherfuckers that are going to go. Just stand there. Watch them go and watch the battle. Watch the fight. Don't matter which way it goes. You fucking lose. The way it's going to go is we're going to kick the shit out of these motherfuckers. Then we're taking your ass and you're going to hang. Okay. But even if they did defeat us, they're going to leave you. You think? Betrayer? The people who betray? And that's what every one of them is. And these sheriffs playing, hey, sheriff, I want to see where you swore into that common law court that doesn't exist, making you a true sheriff. Or did you go in and swear to uphold the state legislation and the federal legislation upon the subjects of the corporate government? Which did you swear to, you son of a bitch? Because I already know the answer. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just fucking show your disgust for him. I do. Everywhere I go, I'm just this shit like this. Like we're similar Second Amendment provision ordinances passed following counties. Fucking prevention, my ass. This is for you to, this is like Pilate washing his fucking hands, okay? You can't wash it off, traitor. You can't wash it off, betrayer. And that is the word from the trenches. Yeah.